It looks creepy.
I don't like it here.
Any place is better than a car.
Daddy, let's go.
No, we're staying here until the storm lets up.
I don't know, Liz. It's pretty run down.
What was that?
Where?
I saw somebody running from that cabin.
Who'd be running around in this rain?
I'll try the office.
Oh, don't go.
Ivy, please. It's getting worse. I hope that trooper's all right.
We should have stayed with him.
I'd rather be here. At least we'll have a dry cabin and a bed.
Mom, I'm getting bad vibes about this place.
Oh, it's just your imagination.
It isn't. Mom, let's go.
No, it's too dangerous.
I don't want to stay here.
The office was locked. I think, well, why don't we go on? Maybe we can find someplace else.
Good. This place scares me.
Control yourself.
This is no time for an argument.
Oh, no.
Try it again.
No use. Something shorted out. Now we have to stay.
A light went on in the office.
Come on, let's make a run for it. Hello.
Anybody back there?
Just a moment.
Good.
Oh, look at it come down. That's a bad one.
Indeed. The road's almost washed away. We're lucky to find you.
Of course you are. See any other cars on your way?
None at all. The bridge was washed out and the trooper turned us back.
Trooper, eh?
I imagine you'll get some more customers if this keeps up.
Oh, not really. Five Oaks is too isolated and nothing like their new motels. Oh, barely get any trade. Not even salesmen. Well, here I'm jabbering on and you should be in a nice, warm cabin. Well, we can remedy that. Ah, your daughter?
Yes.
My, what a pretty little girl.
Dad, let's go.
Long blonde hair. Yes, yes. Beautiful.
How much is the cabin?
Oh, sure, we can settle up later. You won't be going anywhere in this storm. Please, please. Here you are. It's number 7. The last one on the right.
Well, ladies, shall we make a run for it?
That's lovely blonde hair. Monroe take a fancy to her.
Monroe?
My grandson loves girls with blonde hair. Shut that door. Got death, Monroe?
Death? Girly. Blonde girly.
Don't come near me.
He's harmless.
Pretty hair.
Let's go to our cabin.
Daddy, let's go.
Don't fret. He won't hurt you. Got the mind of a 2-year-old.
And the body of a lumberjack.
Monroe likes girly.
I'll keep away from you.
Granny, no hit.
Take away your teddy if you ain't good.
No take teddy. Monroe loves teddy.
Should have had him put away. I couldn't do it. Ten's ten. You'll, take supper with us?
Yes, that would be nice.
Fine. Around 6. Enjoy your cabin.
There it is. Down there.
Carry on. He's harmless. Bruce, turn on the light.
They don't work. Nothing. I don't like this.
I want to go home.
Let's try the car again.
The door's stuck.
Try again.
Won't budge.
Mom, I want to get out of here. Hello?
Girlie?
Oh, no!
Who is it?
Him!
Give me the phone. Hello?
Blonde girly?
Can I talk to your grandmother? Monroe, be a good boy and get her, please.
All right. Monroe, get Granny.
Give me that. Behave, or I'll lock you in the cellar. Hello?
Look, I don't know what's going on here, But the door is jammed, and we want to leave.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Bruce, a tree just fell in front of our car.
Another biscuit, Mr. Don't believe I caught your name.
Premave.
Oh. Biscuit, Missy?
No, thank you.
You ain't touched the thing, girl.
I'm not hungry.
Oh, suit yourself.
Dinner is delicious.
Long time since I fixed a real supper, just me and Monroe most times. Never get tourists no more since they put in the new highway.
No light noise.
Hush up. Got that body of a man, but no brain.
Another biscuit, Monroe?
What? Teddy. Granny, take Teddy.
Promise to behave?
Monroe, promise. Be good boy.
All right.
You hand it to him, Ivy.
Mom?
He's awful.
Go on, Missy. He's harmless.
Well, okay. Here's your Teddy.
Girly kind.
Oh, Mom. He's pitiful.
Was he born like this?
No. Happened when he was 6. His pa went wild, killed his mother with a shovel, then beat Monroe before folks could pull him off.
How horrible.
I never recovered. They were going to put him away, but I took him in. He's lucky I'm here. Otherwise, well, it'd be like caging a dumb animal.
Oh, you poor thing. I'm sorry. We didn't imagine.
I know. It's kind of spooky, though. Cranky old lady living with a half.
I didn't mean it that way.
Are there any other relatives?
Nope. We're the last of our line. The last of the Strakers.
No more noise!
Hey, Monroe.
Give me your hand, Monroe.
Ivy, maybe you shouldn't.
Bruce, don't.
That's a good boy. You're a real fine girl, Missy.
The thunder won't harm you.
Make sky stop.
I'll protect you.
I can't stand it. What a shame.
Monroe, let go of my arms. Monroe, you're hurting me.
Daddy's hitting Mommy.
Let go of her.
Hitting Mommy.
He's crushing my arm.
Get your hands up. Daddy, kill. Daddy, kill.
My arm.
Stop him, woman. Stop him.
Monroe. Stop. Mom, my shoulder.
I thought you said he was harmless.
Yes. What's the thunder that scared him?
I'll massage your shoulder.
No. Just let me rest.
No, we can't stay.
Daddy, I'm drained.
We've got to go.
Bruce, let her relax.
Liz, you don't understand what the old woman told him. Basta. It's Italian for stop.
So?
And their name?
Strega?
Strega means witch. We've got to leave.
I can't go. I'm
Ivy, please. We shouldn't be... Oh, Bruce, she's too weak. And I'm exhausted. This whole day has sapped my energy. Can't we nap for a while?
All right. Maybe I'm imagining the whole thing. Get some rest. We'll sleep in shifts.
up.
What?
Ivy's gone. She's with them.
We've got to help her. It's jammed again.
Break it down.
Come on.
I told you. Go and help me.
I'll carry you.
No. Help her. Go on. She's just gone.
Ivy.
Ha 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 ha.